eyes, the body language, that type of thing is very worrisome. He looked much more confident last year. He looked like he was having fun. He looked like he had a swagger. He was really looking like the guy. And this year, even though he has made plays at times, he still looks a little bit lost, and I think he wants to be so perfect, and he is feeling the pressure. And I mentioned before, he's not in social media silence land. He's not hearing things. He spent the summer with Jared Goff. He knows the pressure that's on him. He is feeling every bit of it, and you could see it on his face. And I think last year was pretty much a pressure-free environment because there wasn't any expectation to win. Well, now there is, and then you got Khalil Mack. So this was before Khalil Mack, and now you add Khalil Mack. So to answer your question, I don't think it's that Nagy's not the guy. I just think Nagy's mindset is still development and trying to, think about the long term with this offense. But everybody, including Mitch and the Bears fans, is like, no, we need to win now because we got Khalil fucking Mack. So, I just think he needs to get some confidence, but it's kind of messed up to be saying about a number two overall pick. It's not what you want to hear. But he's got to do it on the field, and he's got to stack up some good plays and some drives and get in the red zone and score.
Yeah, I mean, if we keep stacking up wins, I think it's not as bad as everybody as it would be. But I'm not so sure that if we were 0-3 right now, that people aren't calling for fucking Chase to come in and run this offense and take it from there, because obviously it's only off of wins and losses. If the defense is balling out and we're not getting in the end zone, they're going to call for Mitch's head soon. Diddy, what's your thoughts on that? You think, a couple losses we're calling for Chase or what?
I think it's too early to say, but I'm not going to lie. I mean, seeing what Chase Daniels, how he seemed to have a really good grasp of this offense in the preseason. He came in against the other team's ones with R2s, and he had, what was it, 105 QBR? I forget. It was up there. He seems to definitely have a great grasp of this offense, and it's tough, man, because I don't think a lot of it's on Nagy. He watched the replays of the games, and receivers are open. I think it's just a matter of reading progressions and going to the open guy, and I don't know if he's being asked only to read half the field sometimes. I saw a little bit of improvement last week with it. Like, he looked like he was trying to read his progressions, but guys are open, man. He just needs to hit them, and I would say if he has a real bad game today, and coming off a bye has another one, you might start hearing calls for Chase.
Yeah, I think so. I think so too, man. Like,
I completely disagree.
So you
can't
think
do that to your rookie. I mean, we gotta look at it as like he is literally a rookie in a real offense.
He's not.
You can't do that to.
I mean,
I said. He's literally a rookie in a real offense.
Guys, literally doesn't mean literally. It means literally.
I think we're just more patient as a fan base.
You're basing something off Chase Daniels playing well against a vanilla defense. No.
We're basing it off of Chase Daniels knowing this offense and playing
right.
And
the difference is, though, Chase Daniels has been in the system for months initially.
He's played so many.
Years.
He's played so much football, and he started so many games. He's so accurate that every team's just held on to him, and he started and won.
I can't believe that we're actually sitting here and we're talking about run the ball more, dumb the offense down. You remember last year when it was like, open it up, let him throw.
Right.
It's unreal. I mean, I know we have Khalil Mack and we have a better defense, but it's just like the way this is flipped.
I know, man.
It's the same thing
he said last week.
And Mitch looks like the worst player on a good team. That's how he looks like he feels. Like, he feels like he's letting the team down, and, he just doesn't look like he's, like, he believes that he can go out there and be the guy right now. And I don't know what Nagy has to do, but that he, as I said before, he needs to cut down that big Denny's menu and let you know, just let them run plays that they're confident with. That's all.
This isn't his rookie year, and Jared Goff had 7 games his rookie year. Last year came into a new system. People weren't making excuses. He picked up the system and he balled out. And
sure.
I don't know.
But it's Mitch's first year in the new system. I know
it was Goff's
first
year in the new system last year.
Okay, but don't you can't compare the two.
Why? They're both top
it's
picks.
Absolutely unfair.
Okay. You keep making apologies, bro.
You can totally compare them. It just doesn't do us any good.
No,
compare them until the cows come home.
This league is set up for quarterbacks to succeed like it's never been before. You can barely hit the dudes, man. If dudes aren't succeeding in this day and age in the NFL, when quarterbacks are coddled and put in a bubble, come on, man. He needs to step up.
Yeah, I mean, agreed. And I think we're probably starting something that really doesn't need to be started. You know, we're talking, I'm just saying, if the W's aren't stacking up, then that shit's coming. Like, be ready for the fucking quarterback controversy, because if we start dropping some fucking games because of this offense, you best believe Mitch is going to be the fucking talk of it. And they're not going to point fingers at Nagy. They're going to point them at Mitch, and they're going to give fucking Chase a shot, or be calling for Chase to get a shot. And then when Chase doesn't produce, or if he doesn't produce, then that shit's going to be pointed at Nagy. But right now, all the fingers are pointed at Mitch the same way as how Howard is an elite running back, and the fucking Chicago media taking shit where they go, man. Damn. What's it called?
That?
I don't know. You need to mute yourself there, Gaines, unless you're talking to us about breaks.
Yeah, we need to pump our brakes with the Mitch talk. We just need to pump our brakes.
Oh, okay.
It's the last game of the first quarter of the season. Like, let's get the win. Let's get the win by any means necessary, but he's learning. We keep talking about Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard is top 5 in rushing attempts in the league. So he's getting his touches, maybe not at the situational football we may like, but Mitch needs this practice. He needs to fucking make these mistakes. Let's get it over with. Russell Wilson was the same way. I talked about this the other day online with somebody. Russell Wilson, rookie year, he went the first 6 games of the season just handing off to Marshawn Lynch. This is an attacking offense. We want Mitch to be that dude like Breeze. He has to go through this progression and make these mistakes. Yes, there's people open. Let's see. Today's the day. This is the final exam. This is the final exam. Okay?
Yeah.
So let's see. And then his first professional bye week in a real offense. And it was right. I mean, it was right. This is in a real offense. He's a rookie. Come on. Loggins, man? Loggins?
Yeah.
This is his first time in a real offense. So let's see how he does on his final exam today.
Yeah, I mean,
how's Tannehill looking, Loggins' offense?
That's what I'm saying. Loggins is 3-0, man.
Yeah,
Loggins is 3-0.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't want to hear any more about Loggins and Fox. Like, I don't want to hear any more about it. Like, I'm tired of that shit. That shit is old.
We have to, because now we have to understand, we have to give Mitch his chances to throw downfield and make his mistakes, or they're going to keep calling for the Jordan Howard thing.
Right, he can throw downfield.
Yes, you're right.
That's proven. He has a proven chance.
Naturally.
You're right.
He's throwing it 10 yards out of bounds. Nagy's like, oh, I love that you took a chance there.
you bring it up all the time. Like, this comparison to Breeze, man. Breeze is a killer, man. Breeze has a killer instinct. I hope
everybody was in the beginning. Yeah.
No, even in college, that kid was a baller, man.
Yeah. At Purdue, yeah, he holds, like, every Purdue passing record.
I watched it.
Let's move this thing forward, man. All right, so I think, you know, we can all say the only reason we're sitting on top of the North, taking our rightful spot on the Iron Throne as the one true king of the North, is because of this fucking defense. You know, last week's show, we talked about wanting to see our Bears finish the fourth quarter. Then they came out and gave up a quick 14 spot to the Cardinals in the first. I think all of us were kind of shocked by that. They obviously closed it out and secured the victory. Being in the stadium, I wasn't really too worried about it. Not like I have been in the past, though, man. Like, in the past, you know, we get down 14 and I would just, like, get straight stressful and, like, there's no way we're coming back from this. But I think there was a little more confidence. Well, at least for me this season when, you know, with us being down 14. Diddy, how worried were you, man, about the game getting away from us being down 14 so early?
it was a little concerning, man, especially being that the Cardinals offense hadn't looked good, really good up until that point. And it was a great team win in the end. But yeah, initially I was pretty nervous. I was like, here we go again, the 14-0. You know, we're not known as a team that digs out of a hole like that. So that has to be a confidence builder going into this week, a win like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so this week, obviously, you guys know that Winston's back. He's able to play. But Fitz was named the starter, and Winston will be riding the pine. Do you think there's any chance the Bucks bring in Winston today if we kind of frustrate Fitz and get him off his game? Or is it just only an injury that's going to bring in Winston? Or maybe possibly Fitz returning to his old self and, you know, turns from the golden backup to the fucking garbage. Nikki, what are your thoughts? Is there any way that that Winston comes into this one?
I don't think we see Winston unless there's an injury. He's just too much on a roll right now. And we have a +3 turnover ratio, and we have 14 sacks. So we're going to get to him. I just think that they let him play it out.
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree, man. It's a total Tampa Bay thing to do. Fitz is first overall in the NFL with passing. The Bucs' offense is first in yards per game. Gaines, although the Bucs have a dismal running game, they are number one in yards per game. Do you see Vic dialing up some pressure to get after this team, or do you see him trying to go conservative in that secondary?
Maybe help out Tyler if need off and on like you talked about, but I believe we're definitely going to attack. I believe we're going to play our brand of football. Vic does a lot of things even without blitzing. But I just feel like it doesn't matter who the damn quarterback was, they was going to get jacked up this week. And so I feel bad that it's Fitz because he's on the next Miracle One, and I love his Rocky spirit right now. Like, he's playing with house money. He came in as a backup. It's just advantage of the opportunity. And I actually love that. I let you love that heart of respect right there. So it just sucks that it's the Bears. So I believe the Bucks going to ride him the whole game. They shouldn't. Like, Jamie needs to prove some stuff first. So Fitz needs to play his game unless he, I mean, hopefully we jack him up. But this shouldn't hurt his chances of being a starter. They should judge that next week. But outside of that, let's send it. We can't get him time to set up because with these corner, with the young DBs, Oliver have played in their favor is the couple seconds early. That ball is coming out because of that pressure. That ball's coming out a couple seconds early, so they can get off those breaks, and that might help out those young DBs.
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean, hey, what's your take on this defense and how we're gonna adjust to this aerial assault that the Bucks have brought this year? I mean, we haven't really shown well against. Well, I guess we have pretty kind of, but you know, Aaron Rodgers coming at us at the end of that game, he destroyed us with the aerial assault. What's your take?
Yeah, man, I think the defense and secondary is going to have to really hold their own. But at the end of the day, we have to get to the quarterback. I mean, you know, the secondary is only going to play as well as the pass rush goes. What's interesting is I was looking up Fitzpatrick did something very similar last year in the games he played. He was 2-1. With 1,103 yards and 7 touchdowns in the 3 games he got into in the middle of the season. So this isn't like, you know, this isn't a surprise. I mean, obviously the Fitzmagic thing has happened before. That's how he got his nickname. The stuff that scares me is just, you know, I don't know who's going to check Mike Evans. That guy's a beast. Godwin showed up last week. You got Cameron Brate. You got O.J. Howard. You got DeSean Jackson, you know, who is, you know, just primed to streak down the middle of the field. It's worrisome.
I'll come back to you in a little bit on all these wide receivers and those questions.
I just think the defense has to get home. We gotta start fast. We gotta start fast. We cannot have that letdown like they had against Arizona, where if we go down 10-0, 14-0, that we're not coming back again, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean this team did get off to a quick start, you know, in all of its games. I think our defense just needs to force those early turnovers and get after it.
This is the game we punch them in the mouth. This is the game we show that we're a dominant defense. When we talk about those guys in a minute, this is the game for Quan and Danny to hit those dudes as legally as softly as possible so these punks don't put his zebras on all their defense. When they come here, we hit them in the damn mouth, man. Evans, when you
prospects.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. I mean, the Prince and the Pony were out there both on the shelves this week, man. The fucking Prince down with a hamstring injury. The Pony's down with, you know, enjoying his time in Wisconsin. Prince and the Pony, man. With Prince out, well, Cooper's out too. Not that, I don't know if that really makes too big of a difference. But this is a big game for our DBs, man. You think Tolliver and Callahan are going to be a weakness today, or do you think they're going to be a surprise step up and ball out?
I really hope that they show up and they show out. You know, this is their opportunity to shine in a spot where they haven't had a chance really to shine. You know, Kevin Tolliver, this is your chance, brother. This is why we put you on the practice squad. This is why we called you up. This is your shot. Go get it. You're probably going to get Jackson or you're going to get Godwin. You know, go show them why you want to be on this roster and why you deserve it. I mean, I think Callahan's going to have his hands full.
Yeah.
The pass rush is so important. It's so important today.
Yeah, I mean, Callahan.
Moving launch points for Fitzpatrick and him not being able to get his feet set and throwing a few errant passes here and there. Those errant passes turn into 6 points, possibly. You know,
Fitz will give us the ball if we give him a chance. He will give us the ball.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think it will.
You know, it's like two guys play plays.
Callahan's really stepped up this year, and in my opinion, Callahan's.
I agree.
He's been a bright spot out there, man. Getting into what AAF brought up with Evans and Jackson and Howard and Goodwin and the coverage and all that, I mean, you don't have a number one passing game in the league without having these weapons. I mean, they're a big part of the Bucs' success. How do we stop these dudes and, you know, throw them off their game?
I think, like they were saying, try to knock them a little bit off their routes and within the rules, but it's going to be tough, man. We got a rookie cornerback starting. McManus has been playing pretty decent when he gets his chances too, so
yeah,
you might see a little more of him today. They're going to have to help the rookie though, and they're going to have to help on that side a little bit more than normal. And Kyle Fuller, man, he's been having some trouble too, so I'm really hoping the defensive backs hold him down. If we get that pressure, it should make it a lot easier for our defensive backs against these wide receivers. We need consistent pressure from more than just Mack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They pay too much more attention. If they start double, triple teaming him, we need somebody to step up.
But
not to get too much on the defense, but they have great tight ends too. The receivers. This is a loaded offense. We need to bring our A game on defense today because it could get dangerous real quick.
Yeah, I mean for sure, and I think these weapons weren't really, I mean, they're not really used when Winston's in the game, but Fitzpatrick moves the ball around the field a lot better than Winston had.
Well, Winston just stares down Evans. That's all Winston just
right?
he goes to Evans, which usually works pretty well, but it doesn't get you down the field and score a touchdown.
I wouldn't want to see Winston in this game, though, if our defense is tired. That might be a problem.
Yeah.
He's hard to take down. You know what I mean? He's still got skills. But
remember the competition though. Remember who did the Buccaneers? They beat the Saints. The Saints were one of the worst defense in the league. The Eagles was an impressive win, and the Steelers damn near lost to the Browns.
Yeah,
so
right.
This is their first real test of a potential ass whooping of a top five defense.
No, you're absolutely right. But the difference is the three teams they played have Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
Correct.
And
they're not playing those quarterbacks. They're playing those defenses.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And all three of those teams, if I'm not mistaken, all three of those teams made the playoffs last year.
Correct.
Yep.
Correct.
You know, I mean, it's a good show, right? It's a good show for them, but as we all know, shit changes every year. And who knows? Those teams might not even be in the playoff hunt this year, especially with that Pittsburgh defense that they've shown. It's just fucking horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of defense, man, there's, you know, 5 sacks against Fitz this year so far in these 3 games. Their offensive line has given up 5 sacks. Fitz has come out. He's thrown 4 picks. The defense definitely needs to get after it today. Bucks giving up these 5 sacks and 4 picks. I mean, J. Jared, can we double up the sack count this year? Maybe walk away with five of our own and show them an actual defense that fucking brings the heat or what, man?
Oh, I totally think that has to be in the cards today. I think our defensive linemen have to really come out and set the tone, and I think we can. Absolutely. I think Vic's going to dial up some pressure. It's such a double-edged sword, you know. You got to be careful when you dial up your pressures, but I think this is the game. This is the game where the defensive line really shows its mettle. Bilal Nichols, I think he's going to get one today. I think he's going to get one.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'm going to come to Nikki here in a second, but Barfly's in the chat room. We're almost to that point of, hey, lose your shit. So if you got anything that's going to make you lose your shit in this game, go ahead, throw it in the chat room. Let us know. AA's going to be monitoring, and he's going to let us know what's going to make you lose your shit if it happened in the game. So go ahead and share your thoughts with us. Now, Nikki, like we were saying, that, you know, five sacks, four picks. How do you see this offense trying to attack? You think they're going deep against these DBs and seeing what they got, or you think they're going to try to play this under game against it's a pretty good linebacking core we got. What are your thoughts, man?
I think that they're actually going to try to go deep. I think they're going to be doing what they've been doing, man. I don't think they're going to get it pretty much anywhere on the run, because we've only allowed 196 rushing yards, but we've allowed 71 passing yards. So I think that they're going to really start trying to start off the game by going aggressive and try to wear our defense out early. And if it's just not working, they're going to start those dumb passes.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Quick isn't there, right? I think our defense has shown better on the under game with Roquan moving side to side. I think Kwiatkowski obviously got fucking picked apart that first game. Even Danny Trevathan got picked apart that first game. That was a big game for them on that, running the drag route underneath on Danny. Overall, man, it's like we said last week, we're playing to our opponent's potential every game so far, no matter who we've played. And it's fucking stressful, man. Like,
right, we're playing not to lose. You know what I mean? We're not playing to win. We're playing not to lose.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I mean, that was the thing with Fox. I just think we're just not hitting on what we need to be. Overall, I think the team has shown that they can dig their heels in, though, you know, and fight it out. But I do. I expect to see another close game to add to the stressful fucking season that we all know and love as Chicago Bears. Hey, go ahead. Hey, we got to lose your shit, man. I know we got some guys in the chat room. Chat room dudes, thanks for sticking around. That was a rough little start. You know, just us bullshitting. You guys got to hear Phil, but unfortunately, with the rough start, Phil had to bounce out and go get his game face on and prep for the game. So he will not be joining us later on. But if you're in the chat room, you got what's going to make you lose your shit. Go ahead and send it up so AA can talk about it. AA, coming at you, man. Lose your shit. What's going to make Barflies lose their shit this week?
Yeah, we got some people coming in. Chris Armstrong says 58 and 59 better ball out, or she's going to lose her shit. So she needs to see Quan and Danny T get it going. Matthew Beck says if we go down 14 points in the first quarter, well, he's going to lose his shit. Ben Alexander says if we have more than one Trubisky interception, he's going to lose his shit. Badge is saying Floyd needs to record a sack today, or he's going to lose his shit. So, you know, I think we're seeing Barfly saying that, you know, that we need to do what we do, you know, or what we think we can do. And if we do that, everything will be cool. It's a big if, you know.
Yeah, it is, man.
A big if. This game, I don't feel super confident about this game, and maybe that's good, because I did feel confident about all the other games, and they were rough. So maybe the feeling of nervousness in my stomach is good. I don't know, because, you know, obviously last few weeks we were calling all these big scores, and Bears are going to do this, and Bears are going to do that, and I think all of us are kind of like feel a little like we don't know, so maybe that's good.
Yeah, I think we are getting a little down to earth, huh? I mean, I know everybody expected this high, like, potency fucking offense to come out and just start destroying people. But I think we're like that every year. You know, everybody goes in with high hopes, like, oh, we're gonna, and that's just the fan and everybody, man. There's gonna be this, there's gonna be that, we're gonna destroy people. I think now we're actually seeing what it is and realizing that, you know, we gotta take the steps to for this quarterback to grow and to fucking move along.
I mean, I think if anybody thought this offense was just going to come out and light it up with no preseason and not playing together, I don't know what made you think that. Like, I didn't. Like, I never thought this offense was going to light it up. I didn't think they'd look as bad as they have at times, but I never thought we were going to be like an offensive juggernaut. I thought even before we got Khalil Mack that we were going to be leaning on this defense, which was very good pre-Khalil Mack and now has a chance to be very, very special. I think what's frustrating right now is that Nagy doesn't seem to also think that. Nagy's like using the fact that the defense bails him out as more excuse to try to force feed Mitch this offense. Like Shane said, spoon feed him with a snow shovel. That's you know, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with how that balance comes into play, because it's like at some point Nagy's got to realize what he has and maybe, you know, just be smarter, you know, not necessarily dumb it down, but just, you know, be smarter. Take what defense is giving you. Let our defense get some rest off the damn field.
Yeah, it's frustrating too seeing this defensive effort sometimes, man. Some parts of the game, you're like, we're wasting a great defense sometimes because the offense isn't flowing like they should be. So
you guys, our time of possession is good. Our defense does get rested. Like we only
but that's also
42 seconds.
Yeah, but you know what? That's a misnomer. Somebody the other day debunked that because when the offense gives up a turnover and the other team scores really quickly, that number gets skewed. You know when they turned over the ball and Arizona threw it right to their rookie tight end and they had the ball for about 30 seconds and scored. That's what
the
time of possession.
So yeah, but it doesn't really kind of it doesn't get skewed though. The time of possession is time of possession. Whether or not the defense is on the field, off the field, back on the field right away. It's not like the numbers are skewed. The numbers are solid. That's the notion
but
of
if
possession.
Offense,
the defense is still getting rest off the field.
But if offense gives up the ball and the other team scores very quickly, like happened against Arizona, the number does get skewed. It doesn't mean as much. That's my point. Like, it's kind of like...
Well, you were saying how the defense needs to stay rested off the field, and we're not giving them that chance. We are giving them that chance. Even if they come out and they put up quick points, guess what? Our offense is still on the field long enough for them to get that rest. We're well ahead in time of possession against other teams.
I think what he's trying to say is the numbers.
Yeah.
So if a team scores in 30 seconds, man, it looks like we're controlling the game with our time of possession, and that's not the case. The data is what it is. The time is what it is. But if you're giving the team the ball in good field position, normally time of possession, you think we're controlling the game.
Time of possession that doesn't lead to points, I don't give a fuck about. Because we got a sore. I do not care about possessing the ball. You have to score, and if you don't score with that time of possession, I don't give a shit. Like, you know, like, and also we've had a lot of drives that were helped out by a lot of penalties, you know, too. So it's I'm not hanging my hat on that time of possession stat. That's my point. I think that time of possession stat is kind of hollow for this offense. That's all.
It's only skewed because of the first two games of the season, we dominated the first two halves, and then in the second half of those games, our defense started driving on us through those garbage times. So that's when we had possession of it. But guys, we still need to go back and just relax. Guys, we lost to the Packers week one. 2 weeks later, we're in first place. Let's just relax.
With the chance to go 3-1 in the bye week,
King of the North.
That was all right,
guys. We're gonna move on from this one. Coming up shortly, we're gonna have Ryan Badgley hopefully joining us for Badge of Honor. Badge, we're trying to get you on the line, man. Let us know what's up. Get in here, or we'll push right past. The next thing we're gonna go with, though, and in respect for time, let's just go with one person, whether it be offense or defense. Let's bounce around the room here. Go big game name. Tell us who you're picking, why you're picking them,
And you only get one choice, though. Don't fucking pick two. You get one choice. We're moving around the room. Big game name. Top performer of the day. Hey, who you got and why?
Just offense or just defense or doesn't matter?
Motherfucker, I said one. Are you paying attention? You get one fucking person. All right, A.A.'s time. A.A.'s time's up. We'll come back to him later. Case, who do you got? It's your one player.
Allen Robinson.
Why?
Because I believe Mitch is going to grab a pair, and he's just going to go downfield, and he's just going to strike with confidence.
Okay. Getting after him with a little AR for the big gains. B. Diddy, who's your one player, offense or defense? Who you got?
Defense, since it's Khalil Mack, and do I really need to, like, explain that?
Maybe you don't have to explain that one.
No.
All right, Aaron Jarrett. Offense, defense, who you got?
I'm going defense, and I'm going to the Rook, Kevin Tolliver.
Okay.
Today is your day to shine. Come out and ball out and put some people on notice. Make some people uncomfortable. We need you today, brother. If there's ever a day that we need it, today's the day.
Dude, is it just me or does Jarrett have a fascination with DBs? Like, he's either Fuller or he's riding the fucking Prince of the Forty. Now
I'll
be
honest with
Tolliver.
I'll be honest with you, because I feel confident in our defensive line. I feel confident in our linebackers. I think that's where our question marks lie.
Yeah, man, I think, honestly, this team, if you're a DB in the NFL, this is the team you want to be on. 14 sacks, all these pressures. There's no doubt in my mind that every DB in the NFL would rather play with a defensive front like this because it just makes their job so much easier. Lil Nicky, who's your big game name?
All right, I got one that I don't think that a lot of people are – I think some people are sleeping on. I'm thinking.
Yeah, I'm getting it too.
Here. Sorry.
No, I got it too. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be Bryce Callahan.
Okay.
I think he's going to be the X factor in this game. He's got 10 tackles. I'm thinking he's probably going to get at least another 7 to 8 today alone. So I think they're going to be throwing the ball at him. And, I think that he's going to be the X factor today, man.
I mean, Callahan's showing up, and he's calm. He's had some big games at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it sticks to it. But yeah, I mean, that's a good one, especially with the aerial assault. All right, and coming back to you, you know the rules now. It's time to play the game. Who is the fucking big game name for me?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Trubisky.
No more need be said. He fucking does it.
Well, I picked him for 3 weeks in a row. Hopefully you picking him now will give him some luck.
Yeah, definitely. You picking him ain't burning shit.
like the fucking, what's that, a Broxdale, the mush. Like, you picked the dude and he always loses. Like, fuck.
Yeah, but it went the other way today.
Yeah.
Mickey's the cooler. That's a cooler, baby.
Hey, we got so Ryan's trying to jump in. He just tried. That was what happened in the middle of Nikki's call there. Ryan was trying to call us and phone in. When do you guys handle that? Get Ryan in. I'll skip past that right now and we'll come back to him. Try to get him in the game and so we can get this badge of honor going. And then, you know, pretty soon we got those fantasy football Chooch and the Goon coming in, so if you got any questions about fantasy football, start and sit injury reports, even though it's not out, but it should be out shortly. Send those questions in the chat. Hey, I'll be monitoring and taking them down for you to get these guys to get your questions thrown their way. Let's go ahead and jump into game predictions. Game predictions for the NFC North. Unfortunately, this week we're not going north to north. With the audio issues, I'm not going to try to drop in north and throw everything off again or lose the rest of the guys. But you should have, you know, obviously Friday morning, you should have heard the Mike North advantage and know who his four big games are. I can throw you guys in, or I can throw it in later on my own and let you guys know, but let's pass it around the room and do these NFC North predictions. We won't talk about last week, even though Little Nicky had a big week last week going at it and bouncing everybody else out.
I sure did. Jason, Phil. Now Phil jumping in. All about your picture in the background.
Phil's on. We see Phil. We hear Phil.
Yeah. I see Joe. And all right, so we're going with, obviously, the Vikings game's over already. They took that loss to the Rams, which is good for the rest of us. No issues there. Yeah, okay. Thank God. That shit was ridiculous. All right, we got Bills and Packers. We got the Bills and Packer game. Let's go around the room. Who you got with Bills and Packers? Hey, who you got?
I'm taking the Bills. Josh Allen, baby.
He's fucking... Yeah, man. I mean...
You're trying to steal my mojo, you copycat.
I know damn Diddy hates Allen, but I'm saying, dude, that kid came out and balled out. Diddy, who you got? Bills and Packers.
Just because the Bills put in work last week, I'm going to pick the Packers because I'm going to try going to hot streak here. Hopefully Buffalo does it again. Because I picked the Vikings last week and Buffalo destroyed them, so...
Oh, okay.
I'll pick the Packers just so they get destroyed.
Okay, I was like, wait a second, that makes a lot of sense. Nikki, we know you're not picking the fucking
double
Packers.
Down on Buffalo.
Double down on Buffalo. AA, who? AA, you already went. Big games, who you got?
I'm definitely going with the Bills, Tremont Edmonds.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think this Packer team, and I know we said that at the beginning, this Packer team's hurting, man. This Packer team's hurting. This Vikings defense isn't the Vikings defense of last year.
Same reasons why we said the Redskins gonna beat them last year.
Yeah. Jared, who you got? Bills, Packers.
What? I saw the Bills whoop Minnesota pretty thoroughly up front. I'm telling you, if that offensive line for Green Bay is as bad as that offensive line for Minnesota is, and I'm telling you, that offensive line for Minnesota is not good, I'm gonna take Buffalo. And
let's go.
I'm gonna feel pretty confident about it, not just from a Bears fan standpoint. I mean,
yeah.
If they can get after Rodgers and cause pressure, yeah, it's over.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right, let's. I think I got everybody. Let's pass it back around for Lions and the Cowboys. The old fucking lie downs are running into Dallas today to play a pretty fucking dismal Cowboy team that we've seen lately. Jared, we'll start with you. We'll go back the other way. Who do you got in this game?
God, I hate to even think about it because it's going to be such a putrid show of football. I mean, there's going to be vomit everywhere. People will, like, want to be dying from dysentery from watching this game. But
Jared, just because that happened to you in Minnesota doesn't mean it happens everywhere.
That's
not normal. That's not a normal thing.
Anyway, I think Detroit wins.
Ugh. Detroit came out last week, man. They put the Patriots down. I mean, they're just all over. I think they're going to be a team of, you know, either this week they're on or this week they're off. And it's going to just be a guessing game for them all season. Hey, what do you think, Lions or Cowboys?
I called the Lions to win two games this year, and I think this is number two. They finally had a 100-yard rusher. They're gonna believe in Patricia now because Patricia knew all the Patriots tricks, and they got a victory. So I think they beat the Cowboys because the Cowboys are pretty much trash this year.
All right, little Nicky, who you got? Lions or Cowboys?
I got the Cowboys. I think the league's gonna go off this game. The Lions are not who they think they are.
All right, beat Daddy, last one. Lions or Cowboys?
I got the Lions. Dallas is pretty bad. I'd love to play Dallas every week.
Yeah. I'm the same way, man. I take the Lions in this one. I think the Cowboys are just... The Cowboys are off, man. They're just...
Losing Witten. Shit sandwich.
Dude, losing Witten definitely killed them. I think it just destroyed their whole flow and how they do things. Gaines, who you got? Lions or Cowboys?
I want the Cowboys to win, but the Lions can go down the field. Cowboys can't. So Lions.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I think we got everybody in there, right? Those are the NFC North predictions. I mean,
we would bounce this one now to North and his audio, but like I told you guys earlier, we're not going to do that just because of the
Aldo, I'm on fire, Aldo. Aldo, let me tell you something about my picks, Aldo. I'm on fire.
Well, there it was. How come Mikey joined us and he's on fire? All right, so...
It's about this week, so that's a good thing. That's it. I'm very nervous.
Yo, that's pretty good, though, too.
This is what I do. This is what I do. I wake up in the morning, I pick picks. Okay, there's 20 people. Money, Aldo. This is what I do. I put on my pants. Okay, I got picks. Listen up.
Alright, so here was Mike Norris' top four picks, the bets that you should get in on. It was Texans versus Colts. Texans +1.5. He was taking the Texans in that one. Patriots versus Miami. He was taking the Patriots at -6.5. We had Arizona versus Seattle. Arizona is -3. So he was taking Arizona. Then you got the Chargers versus the Niners. He said at 10.5. Go ahead and bet.
Bobby, play the music. Is the music playing? I can't hear the music. Turn it up. It's not in my ear. I want to hear the music. Play the music. I can't hear anything.
All right. So those are Mike's picks. That was North to North, even though we had our own little North in there. But, Mike, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you coming out, buddy. Mike, relax. All right, let's roll to this next segment.
Hey, what I do, I'm on fire again.
All right, let's roll to this next segment. Badgley Monitor with Ryan Badgley. Ryan, you there, man? Can you hear us?
Yeah, what's up, guys? How we doing?
Badgley!
What's up?
Dude, welcome back to the bar room. You know, we've had... trying to get you in earlier, but that's all right. We're bouncing back and forth. As you know, the show's been a hit, you know, amongst the barflies, the badge of honor. Why don't you go ahead and tell us who deserves your badge of honor today and what player you're going to spotlight?
Yeah, so today I decided to go with A-Rob, Allen Robinson. You know, I feel like he just came out with a charity in the Chicagoland area that he brought up from Jacksonville. And we'll talk a little bit about him first. So if you don't know, he wears number 12 for our Chicago Bears. He's age 25 years old, 6'3", 211 pounds, went to college at Penn State, was a good player for them. Drafted by the Jaguars, was with them for 3 years, and now we're lucky enough to have him. And some of his career highlights so far, he was a Pro Bowler in 2015, part of the reason that Ryan Pace brought him in. And he led the receivers in touchdowns in 2015 as well. And in his career in the NFL, he's got 219 receptions, 3,042 yards, and 22 touchdowns. And his charity here, Allen Robinson's Within Reach Foundation. And basically what this foundation does is it provides educational opportunities and resources to low-income and inner-city Chicago area students to help put success in reach. So the foundation's first local event is coming up on October 15th at the Montgomery Club, and he's going to have teammates there as well as himself. And if you want to go to this event, I have no idea how much it costs because I couldn't find the price. I'm sure it's not cheap, but there's a cocktail reception at 6:30. At 7:30 p.m. is the auction and dinner. And it's the Montgomery Club at 500 West Superior Street in Chicago. So, Allen, you know, he tried to do something in the community, which I think most of these players try to do. And with them donating that money last week, this is one of the things that they're going to attempt to do here. So props to Allen for bringing his charity from Jacksonville to Chicago. And I hope this event is great for him. So moving on to my prediction for him today. You know, I heard the Trubisky talk. I was listening in.
Yeah.
I think A-Rob's going to help him have a nice day today. I've got 11 catches, 144 yards, and 2 touchdowns for Allen.
He hasn't gotten one.
So he's going to double up today.
All right.
Let's go.
If you can't get tickets to that event, just get yourself a tux and show up and pretend you're a waiter.
Hey man, I mean, I thought he was a great addition in the off season, and you know, I think a lot of this mentality, I mean, a lot of these Bears players have been going out and getting it, you know, in the community and getting things done. I think it all started in the preseason with Nagy, and I know they talked about it on Hunter Proof, but when Nagy and them attending, going to St. Rita and attending the one firefighter who passed away's funeral, I think it kind of set the precedent and let these guys know, you know, that Nagy expects them to be involved in the community, even without saying it. You know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt.
Yep. So, hey, dude, we're a little short on time. We're running. We're bouncing around today. But, Badge, thanks again, man. I appreciate you joining us. You know,
all right, guys.
Badge of Honor is a great fucking segment. I enjoy it every week. Hopefully the Barflies do, too. But thanks for stopping in, brother.
All right, guys. Bear down.
All right.
Bear down, Badge.
All right, so we got some questions in the fantasy or in, for these fantasy football guys. Hopefully, we got questions popping up in the chat. AA's job is to fucking go through the BS and pull out the, you know, the good questions. Dooch and the Goon with this fantasy football report. You boys there or what?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Dooch?
Hello, man.
Joey. Tooch and the Goon, we're hanging out with AA at Bill's Burgers this weekend. AA, Aldo, Tooch and the Goon, and that draft Dr. Phil guy. You know, they were hanging out at Bill's Burgers. I don't know if you guys all went out last night again or not, but we're here with some fantasy football starting to sit. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the weekend. You're going to let us know who we need to start and sit today. So who are your guys? Let's start with who are your guys' top performers from last week? Maybe surprise performers, top performers.
Can we get your song, please? We need one audio drop.
Oh, yeah, we don't have any audio drops, but I'll give it to you. You ready?
Nice.
Want to hear it?
Yeah.
Want to hear it? Here it goes. Tooch, go ahead and count me in. Count me in, boy. Let's go.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
It's Goon and the Tooch. Tooch and the Goon. Two dudes with a fantasy in a bar room. Ain't saying it's gay, but it could be a bit. They're about to tell you who to start and say, yay! Yeah, thank you. I'll be here all day. All right, fellas, who were the big surprises from last week? Who do you got? Tooch, let's start with you. Who's your big surprise from last week?
Well, the Steelers offense came alive, so I get a shout out to Ben Roethlisberger. And they found they're both tight ends over 100 yards. Receiving, that was pretty surprising.
Yeah.
Wide receivers out there were goodness gracious, I lost my phone notes there. Hold on a second.
That's all right, man. There's a lot of people to track, dude. It's like some defenses haven't even been playing this year with the amount of yards that people are putting up.
You're not running.
Right, let me see. Sorry, my phone just, like, went dead. I had to restart it.
Joe, let's kick it over.
What you got? I'll hop in. My biggest surprise from last week, to be honest with you, I think was Ryan Tannehill. He had a really good week against Oakland. Threw for 289 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's running for 26 yards, putting up a good amount of points. So Tannehill's one of those guys that I didn't really have on my radar at all going into the season, but he's quietly put together a pretty good 3 weeks of the season. Miami is still 3-0, and he's been my biggest surprise of the year, actually, in my book.
Yeah. I mean, Miami's got New England today. They could technically go up, 3 games on New England?
If they win, yeah. That'd be huge.
Jesus. Yeah, that'd be a big swing. I mean, that's totally unexpected, but we'll see how all that goes. Who else we got? We got some questions in the chat room already. AA, I don't know if you got some, but I got some.
We got a couple here. We got somebody wants to know A-Rob or DeSean Jackson. Which who should you start?
I think you got to take A-Rob all day, man. Mitch has been looking his way. He's getting a lot of targets. Jackson was absolutely shut down last week, and I think the Bears are going to do an even better job shutting him down, so I'd roll with A-Rob all day.
Then we got O.J. Howard or Burton on a tight end question.
Oh, that's tough. I know Tuch and I love both of those guys. I'm going Burton today. I think Trubisky's finally going to give us a big game out of Burton. The Buccaneers are notorious for leaving the middle of the field open. Their defense has not been good. It's been their offense that's winning games. So I'm taking Burton.
Yeah, I think Tampa Bay's linebackers are kind of weak. They got a lot of good defensive linemen, but their linebackers are kind of weak.
Yeah.
Somebody's asking a flex question, I guess, Howard or Burton. That would be Jordan Howard, I'm assuming.
Or
I don't know. That could be the same question. I couldn't really understand that one. Lindsey or Powell? Patrick Lindsey or Bilal Powell?
I'll take Lindsey. The Chiefs are the worst against running backs out of the backfield. Lindsey's averaging 6 yards per carry. Lindsey all for me.
Bilal's really more of the focal point over Powell, isn't he, for the Jets right now? I feel like Corral's been getting the stats.
They've both been good. Powell had a good week last week, but Corral's been getting the goal line touches.
It's a crapshoot when you're picking with the Jets' backs. I mean, both of them are highly involved in that offense, so I think you're okay with either one right now.
Lindsey got ejected last week, too. That was why he fell off. Right. Gaines is asking Mitch or Mayfield.
Oh, I'm picking Mayfield all day, man.
I'm starting Mayfield in one week.
Same here. Raiders
defense sucks.
Yeah, they are awful.
And then Gaines asked Brady, Mitch, or Wentz.
I don't think you can bench Brady. I don't think you can.
Yeah.
That's not for those guys.
Wentz, Alshon Jeffrey, I don't think he's coming back. Was supposed to come back. Has the flu or something, I heard, Joe.
Alshon. He's got soft tissue flu.
Yeah. He hurt his pinky toe.
Yeah. Is it flow or flu?
Flow. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, flow is coming to town for old Alshon.
Dude, he's been one of those. I mean, I got him in one of my leagues, but he's been riding the bench. I haven't been, obviously he hasn't played, but I haven't been expecting anything out of him. I think I got him in like the late rounds, but I don't know. I mean, a lot of people are still like he could have been this, could have been. I'm just glad he's gone, dude. I'm glad we moved on. Glad, us personally as the Bears have gotten away from all that, and we brought in some kids to this team that we can, make homegrown talents and grow with. Who else you guys got? Who do you guys got specifically that maybe looking at your teams, Tooch Goon, looking at your teams that you've struggled with, bouncing back and forth, like, should I start this guy? Should I start that guy?
Oh, man, well, for me, I mean, the guy that I have a hard time benching, but I have to right now, is Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, the Cardinals' offense has been so bad. And Fitz has been putting up like 2 points, 4 points, 6 points. I mean, this is to the point where this is a guy that I drafted to be like a number two wide receiver, and I'm thinking about dropping him. I'm not doing it yet, but he just completely fell off the bat.
I feel like Rosen's going to lean on him though. Like I think this is the week if Fitzgerald, if there is a week that Fitzgerald maybe gets a lot of, gets a lot of action, because I think Rosen, who else is he going to throw to?
Oh, for sure. I think that's why he's not droppable yet. But
right.
Christian Fitzgerald.
Right.
Christian's still battling an injury, though, I think. Fitzgerald's got an abdominal injury or ankle. I can't remember, but I know he was questionable. He should play, but he's hurt.
I think he's got the I got a shitty quarterback injuries. I'm not going to die. Business decision.
All right, boys, who do you guys got on this injury report? Who's some players that maybe they're questionable, and you don't see them having a big production this week, or some guys that might be nursing something that we need to worry about?
The big one's got to be Leonard Fournette, Joe, right?
Yeah, he's been fighting that hamstring injury. They're saying he's a game-time decision, but it looks like he's going to play, right. According to Schefter. Looks like he's expected to play today, so if you have Fournette, it's not official yet, but as long as he's active, keep an eye on the injury reports. If he's active, you're going to start.
But what if you got Yeldon? Are you rolling with Yeldon, or are you worried about Yeldon because of Fournette coming back?
I'm worried about Yeldon with Fournette coming back. That's tough. Right? Obviously, hamstring injuries can get re-aggravated, but
yeah.
I think if Fournette has 2 weeks off, he hasn't played for 2 weeks, I think he'll come back fresh. So I think Yeldon should be, as long as Fournette plays, then Yeldon should be on your bench.
Breaking news, Mike Glennon is now the number two quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. Adam Schefter just tweeted that Bradford is down to number three, and our boy, everybody's champion, Glennon, is the number two for the Arizona Cardinals.
Skeletor?
Bad decisions keep coming.
Hey, remember, so I know it's kind of off topic, but remember last week we talked about this, if Bradford wasn't, if he didn't play that full game, it was going to be a money issue where he wasn't going to collect one of his bonuses.
Yeah, well, that's what Schefter is saying. Being number three means Bradford won't be active today, and not being active means he loses an active roster bonus of $312,500 a game. So basically this is an economic decision. And, you know, I don't blame the Cardinals because they ain't going nowhere this year. There's no point. I don't know why they signed that guy, but you know.
Maybe they can trade him for a first-round pick.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, that guy gets flipped, more than Murders the Bills, damn it.
Maybe John Gruden.
Bradford was there, Mike Glennon, and now they're going with Mike Glennon.
Yeah. Fuck. All right, hey, who else you guys got on the injury report? Anybody else that we should be concerned with?
Yeah, I mean, the Titans quarterback situation.
Yeah,
right,
quarterbacks in general. Yeah, Titans. Marcus Mariota dealing with an elbow injury. He's got numbness in his throwing hand, which I think is crazy. And Blaine Gabbert's in the concussion protocol. So I wouldn't touch any of the quarterbacks for the Titans. And there's a handful of quarterbacks in the league that are actually on the injury report. Obviously Aaron Rodgers, but you know he's going to play. Andrew Luck's dealing with a groin injury, but likely going to play. He practiced in full on Friday. And same thing, Ryan Tannehill dealing with some shoulder injury, but he also is looking like he's going to give it a go. And last one here is Case Keenum on the quarterback report. He's dealing with a knee injury, but he had full practice yesterday, so looking like he's going to play as well. So, on the quarterback front, the only guy you really got to worry about looks like is Marcus Mariota.
Okay. Well, the last question we got in here is Matt Ryan or Russell Wilson? What do you guys got on that? Ben Alexander just posed a question.
Matt Ryan in a high-scoring game against the Bengals.
Oh, yeah, all day. I mean, Ryan's got the much better offense, so I think Ryan's the easy choice there.
All right. Hey, Barflies, any further questions you guys have, feel free to shoot the question towards Fantasy Football Goon on Twitter. Hit up Joe or the Tooch if you want. Get the questions flowing, you know. Get them in there. Retweet their stuff. Make sure everybody, you know, any questions, you go ahead and tag them in them like I've been doing, just to let some people know about the Fantasy Football Goon and get them all involved. Fellas, we appreciate you guys joining us today. Big Bears game today. This is going to be a tough one, man. Tough matchup. We appreciate you guys coming on.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. All right, let's get it done.
Yeah, for sure. All right, boys, have a good one, man. Thanks again.
You too, guys. Thank you.
All right. All right, fellas, we're about to wrap up this show. Aldo's got to get out the door. He's got to get to this Bears game. He's got Braggs, and he's got Bill waiting for him. Let's pass it around the room here for any closing comments or shout-outs that you guys have. Let's start this off with Nicky, little Nick. Nicky Pockets, what you got? Any shout-outs or any closing comments, man?
Man, it's going to be an exciting game. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a good game. I expect the offense to open up this game, and we're going to simplify things a little bit for Mitch. I, in my opinion, I think. So I want to thank everybody. Thanks all for joining us, and thank you to Phil. Sorry we couldn't fully get him on. And thank you,
Phil. Phil.
Yep. Thanks to all the guys at the bar room, and thanks to all of you guys. Go Bears, and bear down.
B. Diddy, what you got? Any closing comments, shout-outs for the crew?
Just shout-out to Barflies, man, for sticking with us with these technical issues. I appreciate you guys, and I hope you enjoyed the show.
100%. Gaines, Big Gaines, what you got, man?
Yeah, same thing, man. All the Barflies, everybody that retweeted everything this week to come on and stay with us through the technical difficulty, definitely appreciate that. And just to everyone at Bears Network, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be on. I greatly, greatly appreciate it. This is awesome. This is an awesome teamwork brotherhood over here, and I appreciate talking football with you guys.
Hell yeah. Air Chair 54, motherfucker, what you got?
I got a special one going out to the Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin surgical team. Without their brains and their hands and their hearts, I don't know if I'd be here necessarily.
Oh, yeah.
So I show much love, and I'm glad that I got to rub it in that the Bears were in first place for a week in Wisconsin, and they just had to take it.
Nice, man. That's a good shout out. Good job.
Also, the Barflies that stuck it out, we love you. Keep sticking with us. We're going to bring out some good shit.
And last but not least, AA, what you got, man?
Yeah, man, I echo everybody's sentiments with all the Barflies that stuck with us. Appreciate you through the technical difficulties. You know, we're going to be back next week and the week after that and the week after that. You can't stop us. You can only hope to contain us. And you know, so don't give up. And we know you won't. And you know, I'm looking forward to a good game. Again, I think our boy Mitch is gonna step up. And you know, we just gotta bear down and stick with it. And everything will be all right. You know, don't give up. I don't want to see you Bear fans giving up on Twitter. That shit drives me crazy.
Keep your negativity on Facebook. Eric started calling all the angels. All right, Barflies, thanks for sticking around, man. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate you guys in there in the chat, kicking it with us every Sunday morning. Of course, you know, we got BHL tomorrow night. We got On Tap 15 minutes after the game, maybe a little later since all those attending the game. But, you know, look for On Tap tonight. Whether or not it comes out, I don't know. We'll see shortly. I'm sure Aldo will put something out. You got Hunter Proof coming, Buffon, Mike North Advantage. You got the Fantasy Football Goon. You got the Swag Shop. And although HR PR says that there will be no full-filled pillows in the Swag Shop, I disagree. We are definitely pushing for some fucking pillow talk.
Shane,
we all know Shane's dog wants one. We appreciate you guys joining us. Badge, thanks again for coming in, man. Sorry for the, you know, short fuse and pushing in or dragging you in and pushing you out with the fucking the Badge of Honor. And you know, let's go out there, let's get this win today, and everybody, you know, stick together. Phil, Aldo, have a good one. Barflies, meet up with those dudes in the parking lot, you know, or wherever they're tailgating. Start hitting them on Twitter. Find out where they're going to be so you can get around and see those boys.
I got $20 for anybody that gets Bear Security taking Phil's selfie stick from him.
All right, Barflies, thanks again for joining us. As always, Bear Down.
Bear Down, baby.
Bear Down. Yeah, like, I'm the one with the cancer kazoo over here. I got the cancer kazoo going. Weird out. Hello.